Hello and welcome. I'm Lori Hardy, and thanks for listening in as we continue to talk with leaders in our community. I would like to introduce to you Casey Rivas, Director of Maternal Child Health and Government Affairs. March of Dimes leads the fight for the health of moms and babies and believes in a world where every mom and baby is healthy regardless of wealth, race, or geography. For over 80 years, March of Dimes has pioneered research, led programs, provided educational resources, and enabled policy changes so that every mom and baby can have the best possible start, and they've been marching on their behalf for 50 years. During this time of urgency, given the COVID-19 pandemic, the need for March of Babies to step up, the support is even more critical. I want to introduce to you Casey Rivas. She is the Director of Maternal Child Health and Government Affairs with March of Dimes. Hello, Casey.
Hello. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. Boy, this COVID-19 has sure thrown a curveball into your fundraising campaign.
It definitely has. We're used to this time of year, all across the nation, having our yearly March for Babies walks, and we've had to really pivot and virtualize our walks to a whole new campaign, and it's been quite the pivot.
And you've sort of changed the name a little, right?
Yes. So before it was March for Babies, and now we have March for Babies Step Up campaign, and it was just a way for us to still honor all of the families who like to participate in our event and help us fundraise for all of the things that we do throughout the year. And they can do this from home. So it's a virtual version of our March for Babies that basically counts people's steps, and they can still get, they can get pledges per mile. They can get flat pledges still, but it's really just a way to still engage during this crazy COVID-19 pandemic.
So how do we participate?
So the easiest way is go to our marchforbabies.org site. So that's the same site that we've always used for our March for Babies. And it's going to give you all the information there. We're using what's called the Charity Miles app. And so you'll want to download that on your cell phone. And it basically is a way to track your steps throughout the day. Or you can actually track an exercise. So if you go for a run, you can track your run. It actually has a really easy way on there. Also, send out invitations to your friends and family via text or Facebook to pledge anything that they would like to support you and bring in some funds to help support all the work that we're doing during this COVID-19 pandemic.
Awesome. And so they just go on the website, sign up.
Yeah. So they'll sign up, register on marchforbabies.org, download that Charity Miles app, and it'll ask you, you'll enter your information, and then you just kind of start stepping, and you can actually, after you do a workout, you can share that instantly to like your Instagram story or your Facebook story. It has a really easy way to request pledges. It's a lot of fun, and actually we're pushing out some fun challenges through the app as well. So you're going to want to like go into your app daily and look, because there might be a fun challenge to participate in that might be different each week.
Well, and it makes me think that if you're posting all of your stuff on Facebook, more people than maybe would normally donate or support you might jump in and go, hey, I'll help out.
Yeah. And I love it, because before, where we were doing our in-person March for Babies, yeah, we can ask for donations and it's a flat amount, but this is kind of a fun way to say, hey, I'm also exercising. Yeah. Maybe someone is like, I want to get in shape and I want to stay in shape during this time when I'm kind of stuck at home. Will you support me? And you can donate any amount per mile you want. So it's, you know, even if you have $5 to donate, you can donate $5. If you have, you know, $100, you can donate that. So it's just a really, really simple way for everyone, you know, to get involved. And I love the fact that you can share it on social media, because I know when I go exercise, I want to be like, hey guys, look, I did my, you know, 2 mile walk today. And it just has a really simple way of posting that on your story, and people can see that and kind of cheer you on.
I think we all do better with the buddy system too.
Yes. That cheering on, you know, maybe someone donated to you and they're like, hey, I haven't seen, are you, you know, doing your walks? And then, you know, or post on your social media, they can see that you're doing that. And it's a great accountability system too, because the app will kind of remind you, like, did you do your miles today? Make sure you do. And so I love it. I've been using it, and I'm really enjoying it myself.
Oh, wonderful. Now, how does Step Up support the COVID-19 efforts for moms and babies?
Yes. Yeah, so we have been, so the March of Dimes is really, like, we're known as the maternal infant health kind of gurus for the nation. Under normal circumstances, many women and families look to us for answers. And what we've done during this COVID-19 response and what some of this funding is going to help us do is provide consumer education specific to COVID-19. So we've actually started doing some Facebook Live events that are Q&A with experts from the field to help answer moms' questions about, like, I'm pregnant, what should I expect? And we actually had one on labor and delivery. We had one on bringing baby home. And that's been really great. We've gotten a great response from that. But we're also taking our current consumer education that we provide to people and putting, like, COVID-19 information into that. It's changing at such a rapid pace, especially for the pregnant population, because things look different for pregnant women, you know. They're, you know, experiencing different things. So we're working really hard to get that information out to women. We've also been able to work on virtualizing some programs that we had in person. So we offer group prenatal care at sites all across the U.S. And we virtualized our group prenatal care program so that moms-to-be can still participate and get that social support that they need right now. While they're getting ready to give birth. And then another thing that we've been doing is we've also virtualized our NICU support program for families. So this is a really, really important program that we've had where we're able to support families with babies in the NICU. And we're now able to offer that free virtually through an app called My NICU Baby App. It's a free download, and it has a lot of information and support for families when they have a baby in the NICU. And we're really excited that we've been able to, use this fund, the funds that we're getting to virtualize those programs.
That's so amazing. My niece had a preemie he's almost two, and the support they got was so incredible. The whole family was blown away because sometimes people don't really know what March of Dimes is about. It's like we hear it. We all know March for March of Dimes. But to see what they do and the support they give is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's interesting because people find out about us in many different ways. So people who've had a baby who was in the NICU, they usually have experienced our support program for families. And they take part in our March for Babies. But we also are very, very engaged in prevention. So our mission is that we are fighting for the health of all moms and babies. And our vision is really that we want women to have healthy birth outcomes, no matter, their wealth, their race, or where they live. So we're really working on equitable impacts and outcomes for women. And that's our biggest goal is if we can prevent those babies having to be in the NICU, that's our number one goal. But we also want to provide support for those families that do experience that. So we cover that whole continuum of prenatal and postpartum and ensuring that maternal health is at the forefront of our work.
Thinking of this COVID, just noticing on Facebook, for instance, I have another niece who's pregnant, and just the anxiety and it's like, this isn't something you just go get a book on. This is all so new. So the fact that you are updating all of your stuff and giving education for all of this is just amazing, because I can't imagine being ready to have a baby and having this hit and all the fears that must go along with that.
Yeah, I know under normal circumstances, because I had my son under, non-pandemic situation, that I had all that, anxiety and stress. And that's just, way exploded during this time. And so the great thing is we have all this information housed at our website. So if women are curious, they can go to marchofdimes.org/COVID-19. And that's going to get them to a site that has all the up-to-date information. They can access our it's called News for Moms, our News Moms Need blog. And that blog has little snippet information on things like what you can do for your stress and anxiety during this time, and how, what questions should you ask your provider if you get pregnant during COVID-19 pandemic. So not only do we have a page that kind of goes over all of it, we have a blog that has, you know, little snippets. If there's something specific they want to read about, they can go to that and get information.
And what I think is interesting is how you are virtualizing all of this. And I know that it's all so new that you can't really test it, but it seems like you will be able to reach and help so many more people now.
Yes. So actually, prior to COVID-19, we had on our kind of to-do list is that we really wanted to be able to provide virtual group prenatal care, especially. And so this is really, it's basically sped up our process in making it happen, because we really know, like, many, many women in the U.S. live in rural locations where group prenatal care, where you want to have like 8 to 10 women in a group at a time, isn't feasible, because maybe you're the only pregnant woman in your little town you live in, or maybe there's only two of you. So by virtualizing group prenatal care, we're able to still bring those women who live rurally together with other women who are going through pregnancy, and they can still have that social support in a virtual, you know, like by Zoom, you know, where you're able to see each other and still talk and discuss, and you have a provider in there helping you. And we're going to be able to reach so many more women this way, and it's really exciting. And even though we're having to go through this big pandemic, in the end, I think some really great things are going to come out of it for a lot of women.
That's that silver lining. Now, I know that we just had the Give Big, but this is your next. It's the fundraiser. We're talking with Casey Rivas, Director of Maternal Child Health and Government Affairs with March of Dimes, who they have totally had to turn their fundraising campaign around. They're calling it March for Babies, Step Up. And so, again, why don't you run through how they can participate?
Yes. So the easiest way to participate is go to our website, marchforbabies.org, and you're going to want to register there and then download the Charity Miles app. And there's a code or a link on our March for Babies page that you can use to easily get to that app. And then you're going to register on the app. And then there's really easy ways that you can just, inside your app, you can send your friends there via text, or you can share on Facebook and Instagram and all those social media sites to ask for pledges. And the number of miles you walk, they can pledge per mile. They can do a flat pledge, whatever they want to do. And it makes it super easy. And it also is a lot of fun to kind of track your miles each day and continue to get exercise while we're, you know, homebound, so we can still go outside and walk.
Which is so great. Now, after you've helped these women and they've had babies, do they stay connected?
Yes. So we continually engage women. Like I said, many of the families that have experienced the NICU Family Support Program, they come back year after year and take part in our March for Babies.
Oh, that's so great.
And many people, actually, I've experienced where I've talked to many people who went through, you know, getting the polio vaccine, and they were one of the first ones to get it. And now they have, you know, family who they're pregnant, and or they've had a preterm baby. And they're so, we've been able to continue to engage all of those people who, you know, from, you know, curing polio all the way down to working on the preterm birth and birth outcomes and equity. We always invite all of the women and families who've had experiences with March of Dimes to just continue to advocate for mom's health, you know, within your state. If there's policies you can support, continue to support us through our March for Babies every year. And, you know, we become this big family. We see that, you know, families come back year after year when we do our March for Babies. So that is one of the big downsides this year of having the virtual version, is that we're not necessarily going to be able to see our families that we're used to seeing every year. But it is still a fun way to continue to support and engage a large number of people in our campaign.
One year I emceed the March for Babies in Seattle, and I was just blown away by the stories. How will you be presenting the stories of the people that you've helped?
We have actually it's a Share Your Story site where women can go in and share their personal stories. We also ask that people share their stories to their families and through sharing their stories, ask for support for the March of Dimes. We actually just released a TikTok step challenge where we're asking people, we're encouraging them to share their stories through like doing this TikTok challenge, and then also, you know, spreading the word. And there's so many different ways to kind of engage and continue to spread the work that we're doing with your, you know, friends and family and followers. I know I have people following me that I've never met before, and so it's kind of fun to engage them in the work that I'm doing.
Do you have a favorite story?
Do I have a favorite story? My favorite story, and I think it's because I'm really, really interested in the prevention side of things, and I really love our group prenatal care program, is one of the providers that I've been working really closely with over the past few years. She said it was during her first year of doing group prenatal care, and it was just a really big, like, aha moment where she had her women, her group of women with her, and they were talking about different things that are going on in their lives. And it was the first time she had a woman actually speak out and ask for help for something she was experiencing at home, as far as feeling like she needed help from her peers. And she'd never experienced that before as a provider, having, you know, a pregnant woman come into her one-on-one check and belly check and all that. She'd never experienced that before, having a woman actually speak out and ask for help from her or anyone. And she was like, this is the power of group prenatal care and social support, is that women start to feel welcome and they feel like they can share what's going on in their lives a little bit more and open up and end up having better health outcomes, because they're not just keeping that, you know, those things that are, you know, stressful or making them have anxiety. They're not keeping that in. They're sharing it with those other women.
I love that, because, you know, one of the things, you know, right, you just had a baby. Everybody wants to tell you what to do. And so if you show weakness, that's one of the hard things, is that you're going through things and you want people that are going through them with you, not just everyone saying, well, this was my experience, because they all want to tell their horror stories of how horrible their deliveries were. So,
yes, exactly. And so many of these groups tend to continue to be, they become friends during mm-hmm. their pregnancy. And they continue to meet afterwards. And I know people who they had their babies through group prenatal care, you know, over 2 years ago, and they're still meeting up with some of the moms, and they're some of their best friends, and the babies are, you know, friends now as toddlers. Oh. And that's just, it's such a great thing, because many of those women may not have experienced having a friend in pregnancy and post-pregnancy, and it helps, you know, lessen the potential of postpartum depression as well, because you have women to share your, you know, what you're going through, and someone else may see, like, you know, like, hey, you know, I think maybe you need to talk to someone, whereas she doesn't have those friends to reach out to, there might not be someone to tell you that, and you might not recognize that you're going through postpartum depression. So,
right. And again, it's that buddy system. It's that connection. And I think that what is amazing and hard about COVID is that we're isolated. But on the other hand, we're making different kinds of connections with people who are struggling in the same way that we are. So, Casey, when I hosted the March of Dimes, I was fascinated by the statistics.
Several years ago, probably we were seeing babies born at 26, 27 weeks surviving, but not earlier than that. Now we're seeing babies born as early as 22 weeks being able to survive. And that's all, a lot of that has to do with, you know, research, some research that the March of Dimes has been involved in, as well as others. Our medical world is amazing, and they're able to do some amazing things. In Washington, there's some really pretty good outcomes as far as preterm birth. Washington has an 8.1% preterm birth rate. And that's compared to the nation, which is at about 9.8% preterm birth rate. So Washington does pretty well, but we actually have some really large disparities where our American Indian and Alaska Native population has a much higher preterm birth rate, as does our Pacific Islander population and our African American populations all have higher preterm birth rates than our white and Asian populations. So there's a lot of work to do still, even though as a whole our numbers look pretty good, we still have a lot of work to do, and we really need to work on our equity and helping those moms that are most in need.
And how do you do that? How do you find those moms?
So some of the things that we're doing is really trying to engage the local communities to identify what's going on, identify social, they're called social determinants of health, things like healthcare access, nutrition, transportation, work, things like that. We're trying to identify what are the root causes behind those preterm birth rates so that we can identify some best practices, some interventions that we can help with, and we can actually work with a community to move those forward.
Wow. Well, we are talking with Casey from the March of Dimes, and it's their big fundraising season, which they have had to go virtual after years and years. How many years have you done the March for Babies? Is it?
Oh, my goodness. That's a good question. I know that the March of Dimes has been around for more than 80 years.
Yeah, and it looks like 50 years maybe of the marching.
Yeah, we're right around 50 years for our March for Babies.
Yeah. So how progressive of you to be able to go, whoa, we've got to do something.
Yeah, you know, we were able to, you know, identify what was going on and pivot really quickly, which is a big shout out to all the people that are in charge and leading the way. Our leadership has done an amazing job in pivoting what we're doing and creating a really great game plan for continuing to fundraise, because if we didn't have the fundraising, we wouldn't be able to offer that, you know, consumer education around COVID-19. We wouldn't be able to offer these amazing virtual programs that we're offering. And, you know, continuing to work in the communities to work towards equity and better outcomes for our moms and babies.
So if you'd like to participate, if you've known someone that has had a preemie, if you've had a preemie, even if you haven't been involved with March of Dimes before, you can still do this. If you just want to get some exercise and get a buddy, raise a little money, this would be an awesome opportunity. So why don't you walk us through it one more time, Casey?
All right, perfect. Yes, you're going to register to participate at marchforbabies.org, and then you're going to download the Charity Miles app. You can use the link or QR code that's on the page when you go into the marchforbabies.org and register, or you can locate it on your phone, on your app. You can search for it. That's how I found it. You can request pledges direct from the app from your friends and family. You can send them via text. You can send them on your Instagram, on your Facebook. And then when you go out for your walk and you log those miles, at the end, make sure you share them on your Instagram stories, your Facebook stories, and just, you know, ask for that help and support from everyone.
I notice a lot of people have a favorite social media. So, like, some people have Twitter, some people have
Instagram.
Snapchat. Why can't I think of Instagram?
Snapchat.
So, do you want them to do everyone or their favorite one? How does that work?
You know, if you are a social media guru, share it everywhere. If you have a favorite one, share it there. But anywhere you share it is going to get the word out. It's going to, you're asking for support from the people who follow you and support you. And, but yeah, you know, Facebook, Instagram, you know, we have a great TikTok step dance challenge going on right now.
Are you doing
everywhere.
It? Are you doing this?
I have not done it yet because I am not the best dancer.
Maybe that would make it good.
That might be my next step.
Yeah. So Casey is telling us about the Step Up March for Babies program, and a lot of it is to help support the COVID-19 efforts for moms and babies in this crazy time. If you would like to help them raise funds, this would be a great opportunity for you, in not just to help raise money, but for exercise and for all of that kind of good stuff, finding a buddy to work with.
I really, really encourage anyone who is not sure or has questions around what you should do during this time, if you're pregnant or thinking about becoming pregnant, to visit our marchofdimes.org/COVID-19 site, and that's going to get you all the information you need. We actually even created a birth plan in the time of COVID-19 for you with questions to ask your provider and your birthing facility. So I just really encourage women to seek out that information on our site, because we've tried to offer everything you can think of under the sun. You can also go to our Facebook business page, so just search March of Dimes, and you can find all of those Facebook Live Q&As have all been saved there.
Oh, wonderful.
You can go back and watch them. And then on May 15th is actually a live recognition day that you can take part in it also, but all that information is on the site.
So thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and thanks for all the work you're doing.
Thank you.
I'm Lori Hardy. Thanks for listening today. We hope you've learned something new. We hope you've learned something new. Join us again next week as we continue to talk with people that are making a difference in our community.